Finally, the day is at hand. Having its world premiere at Galway International Arts Festival this evening is the latest from Enda Walsh, Bally Turk, which was launched earlier this month by a possibly unprecedented level of media attention and what you might call a rigorous effort to avoid dropping any spoilers. We heard on Culturefile from all the team behind Bally Turk, bar one. Michael Murphy, who stars alongside Cillian Murphy, now talks to me about precedents ancient and modern for Bally Turk and the real meaning of secret theatre.
There's a friend of mine who runs a theatre in London, the Lyric Hammersmith, Sean Holmes, and he's running a project at the moment called Secret Theatre. He put together a company of actors and they do plays on a regular basis, but they don't tell the audience what play they're coming to see. So the audience pays the tenner, goes in and sits down and sees a play. And one of the effects that has is that you'll go and see a play that you may have well seen before, but when the curtain goes up, you'll think, is this The Last Menagerie? Because you haven't been told that it is The Last Menagerie, part of your mind goes, oh, I've never seen this before. And so you spend a certain amount of time grappling with what is this newness. I think it would do it a disservice to actually go and say what the play is about. I really think, you know, and I'm not just being coy and trying to say to people, ooh, it's going to be mysterious, so you better go on and have a look for yourselves what it's about. I don't actually care if you don't come and see it. All I'm saying is it's much better if you don't know what it's about before you go. Do you know what I mean? You know, there's like, I mean, we get fed a lot of stuff, and that demeans us in terms of, you know, our capacity to be intelligent, you know, thinking people. Do you know what I mean? Why not just, you know, go along and have an experience? And I have to say, Enda Walsh's theatre is... It's an experiential thing. You have to actually give yourself over to the possibility that it might actually give you a bit of a shaking. And if you go along with some sort of, you know, aesthetic, you know, Irish Times led, oh, here's what the play is about thing, you know, Irish Times, very sorry. But, like, it can happen that people are, you know, overfed. You know, they don't need to know.
For Enda's plays in general, I mean, even when you've seen it, you might not know what it's about. Yes. So this seems like an extra degree of precaution that mightn't be totally necessary.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. But, like, I don't know of any other play before that anybody of Enda's that everybody has said, OK, here's what the play's about. We generally don't tend to say the Walworth Farce is about what the Walworth Farce is about. I'm not going to say what it's about.
What was it about?
Yeah, it was about a man who loved his boys dearly.
Well, it's about a ritual, and like I mean, I'm kind of expecting a ritual here, because sometimes it's very difficult to say to people, "Yes, come to the theatre; it will be a ritual."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like, I mean, I'm very taken with that idea, the ritual aspect of it. It's a very good friend of mine, an actor who, you know, without being like up his own ass about it, figures that what we do as actors is that we're somehow shamanistic. Like, it's like there are these fantastic characters in Native American Indians and Native Canadian culture who were called the Storm Fools. And they were the clowns of the tribe, the Indian tribe or whatever. And so during awful storms in the middle of winter, when the snow would be up against the guys and the guys were off out hunting and 3 days from home, etc., the storm fool would make his way to where the hunt was, and he would sit and come out to them and tell them mad stories in the middle of the night just to keep their spirits up, and then he'd feck off again. And in some respects, you know, actors, when we get on the other end of a stage where there's 400 people looking at two fellas, the two fellas ought to be showing you something that is interesting to you as a human being about the nature of being human. And if they're doing that and they're doing it well, then it's important to acknowledge that there is some kind of ritual, there is some kind of exchange. Very fundamentally, you sit and you give over your imaginations to us, and we are humbled, or should be humbled, and at the gift of you giving us that, and we better show you something good on the other end of it. So there is that, you know, giving and taking, and live theatre can't happen without its audience. Do you know what I mean? We can't generate the kind of ideas and the kind of energies, you know, without the idea that you are there. You know what I mean? So that is a ritualistic giving and taking. Do you know what I mean? There's an unspoken contract between us. You guys may even have paid, you know, 15, 20 euro to see it. More. Way more.
Well, when it gets to Broadway, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, it'll never get to Broadway. So the Broadway producers will go, what is this? What the hell is this? Oh, my God. And his work is so confident and bold. You're kind of going, Janie Mac, you know what I mean? It's not and I don't mean to be dismissive, I think it should be, but the theatre world doesn't work like that anymore. Disney owns Broadway practically, so you get the Little Mermaid and the Little Mermaid sister and the dog of the Little Mermaid and the thing, you know what I mean? So you can't go near without seeing it, you know, and Disney people, I'm sure they're lovely and all that, but it's not, you know his work. So it's not the first thing that you think that will go, you know, and be a big commercial success, if you know what I mean.
But after once, you can always suspect that that could happen.
Yeah, you could. You could, interestingly enough, like, I mean, because there are now people, someone, somewhere, and that bunch of producers that did once thought Enda Walsh, the man who wrote The Walworth Forest, The New Electric Ballroom, Penelope, Mr. Man, Bedbound, Disco Pigs, that he was the right guy to write a really sweet romantic comedy, you know. Who was that genius? Do you know what I mean? That was a hell of a punt those guys took, and it worked out fantastically for them. So, yes, there's probably more interest in what Enda Walsh is doing now, because once it was such a big success, those fellas going, I wonder, is this mad stuff really that mad? You know what I mean? Could we possibly earn $50 billion out of this guy and put him on Broadway? Okay, we better talk to Disney.
Michael Murphy there, who stars in Enda Walsh's Ballyturk, which has its opening night in Galway in about 2 hours' time. And the show tours to the Olympia, Dublin, Cork Opera House and the National Theatre in London in the autumn.